This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In Qatar, hundreds of migrant workers have been evicted from their homes to make way for a new luxury housing complex. Radio Labour's senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough reports.
In the Gulf state of Qatar, security forces have forcibly evicted hundreds of migrant workers from their apartments. The workers are now homeless. They are sleeping in the streets where they face extreme heat, 35 degrees Celsius, 95 degrees Fahrenheit. They have to hide to eat because it is against the law to eat in public during the holy month of Ramadan. The apartments that were occupied by the workers are scheduled for demolition and are to be replaced by a luxurious development. The workers are from Nepal, Bangladesh, India, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan. Many of them are construction workers building the facilities for the 2022 World Cup of Football. Qatar has a native population of about 300,000. However, there are 1.5 million migrant workers in the country. Many of these workers are subjected to horrible working conditions, but cannot leave the country because their employers have confiscated their passports. They are not allowed to change employers, even if they have not been paid. The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has called on FIFA, the world body that regulates international football, to remove the World Cup from Qatar if conditions for the workers are not improved. The ITUC says that one migrant worker per day dies in Qatar because of poor working conditions. At this rate, another 4,000 workers will die before the games are played in 2022. One of the demands of the ITUC is for Qatar to allow free and independent labor unions. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.